Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. Well, in a scathing report released, leaked to Al Jazeera this week, it's revealed that, quote, collective incompetence and negligence of Pakistan's military and intelligence allowed Osama bin Laden to remain on the run and hidden in that country for almost a decade. After the discovery and death of bin Laden 2 years ago in a compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan, the Pakistani government underwent an investigation into how the world's most notorious terrorist and wanted criminal evaded capture for so long when it turns out he was hiding right under their noses the whole time. You'll remember that in Abbottabad, it's also the home of the Pakistani military academy. Well, that report, which the Pakistani government suppressed for 6 months, lays heavy blame on the military and intelligence, but also puts some of the blame on what it calls American arrogance. Joining me now to discuss the findings is Akbar Ahmed, chair of Islamic studies at the American University and Pakistan's former ambassador to the United Kingdom. He is author of The Thistle and the Drone. Hi, Akbar.
Hi, Todd. Nice to be back.
Welcome back to the show, as always. Well, this report is something you don't see every day. It's surprisingly frank. It spares all diplomatic language. It's scathing.
Todd, it is, especially in the context of Pakistan history. We've had huge events, historic events, like the separation of East Pakistan from Pakistan and becoming Bangladesh in 1971. And the report then, the Hamudur Rahman report, was not published for decades. We still don't know anything about Benazir Bhutto's murder officially. So the fact that the report is out, it is scathing. It particularly takes on the army establishment and the political establishment, talks of gross negligence, even hints at complicity, and then turns its guns on its main ally, Pakistan's main ally, the United States. As your introduction says, it talks of American arrogance knowing no bounds. This is a quote from the head of the intelligence. It talks of the raid which killed bin Laden as a criminal act, an act of war, and so on. So, you know, there is a very sharp edge to the report, which is unusual.
Well, we have to talk about what it reveals about the U.S.-Pakistan relationship, and we'll get to that in a minute. But you touched on the issue of complicity. I mentioned before collusion, and I guess they're sort of two sides of the same coin. The report hints at it, but doesn't really go there. And a lot of people in the United States all along have said bin Laden could not have hidden there for 9 years without somebody within the Pakistani military or ISI, the intelligence service, knowing about it and helping him.
Well, this was one of the first things I said in public in the media straight after the killing of bin Laden, because I was assistant commissioner in Ahmedabad, so I know the area. I grew up there. I was at school there in a Catholic school, Burn Hall. And that area is really a cantonment. It's a military cantonment. The military academy, Pakistan's premier military academy, is a couple of hundred yards from that particular house. And the fact that an Arabic-speaking, very tall man living in this strange three-bedroom house, sealed off, and not being seen in public, would have caused a lot of comment. And Pakistanis are very curious about neighbors and so on. So I was extremely, extremely skeptical about no one knowing. The report confirms that at some level, it doesn't really point out at what level, but at some level there would have been some idea or knowledge of what was going on.
And you believe that that must be true?
This is what my gut instinct tells me, having been in that area and served in the civil service, the understanding that this could not have been possible without some element of complicity at some level. Now, at what level, history will alone let us know.
Or perhaps not, and we would have liked to have had more of that in a leaked report of this form. But you also mentioned some of the rhetoric in this report about stunning American arrogance. That's to be expected. After all, we flew helicopters into Pakistani airspace and violated their airspace. It also says act of war, strong words. We all know the relationship between Pakistan and the United States is troubled. Did we know it was this troubled?
Todd, as someone very committed to promoting good relationship between the United States and Pakistan and doing something about it, I have been very alarmed at the plunge, at the downward plunge of this particular relationship, because it is mutually beneficial and both need each other, not only for the present but for the coming time. And this report clearly tells us how troubled it is. Here we are hearing the top people in Pakistan, in the administration, the head of the intelligence services, really talking of America with the utmost contempt. In fact, talking of Raymond Davis, the person who was involved in that killing in Lahore, which the Americans said was, who was a diplomat, and Pakistanis in this report say he was a criminal, using the word criminal, and so on. So it shows the bitterness and the need to really put this relationship on a strong, even keel, which allows the relationship to move beyond this very bitter confrontation and trading of insults.
It might be a little bit troubling to have the trading of insults, at least the release of them, timed at the same time that we hear President Obama and the White House strongly considering a full United States troop withdrawal from Afghanistan as early as next year, because he's not getting along with Hamid Karzai either. And we may have a situation of no U.S. presence in Afghanistan and a horrible relationship with Pakistan.
Todd, you have picked up a very important point, and I hope the American media picks this up, because we really have to watch out for the coming time, because troop withdrawal is complicated enough. And when you have the host country, Afghanistan, so hostile, and Karzai actually said that I would side with the Taliban against the Americans, I mean, which is a stunning statement, and then you have a hostile Pakistan, whatever happens, it does not benefit the United States. And therefore, I go back to my point, it is essential that the United States takes initiatives which restores a relationship with both countries, allowing it to play a role in the future, which it must, for all kinds of geopolitical reasons.
Well, the United States has been dealing with some leakers of its own recently, of course, and it appears that Pakistan has some leakers of its own, and we're learning a lot more, not only about the spiriting away of Osama bin Laden in Abbottabad for 9 years, but also just maybe how bad the relationship between the United States and its sometimes ally Pakistan really is. Akbar Ahmed, Chair of Islamic Studies at American University and former ambassador from Pakistan to the UK. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you, Todd.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.